Okay, let's unpack a problem that I think pretty much everyone trying to build something online runs into
So
eventually.
I think I know where you're going with this.
It's this weird modern paradox. On one hand, the internet has infinite shelf space, right? You can technically publish as much as you want.
There's no paper shortage on the web, sure.
But on the other hand, actually filling that space with something good, that is an exhausting, linear nightmare.
It is the classic bottleneck. We have, moved past the era where distribution was the hard part.
Right.
Anyone can spin up a server. Now, production is the hard part. The pipe is infinite, but the content is trickling.
Exactly. And that's where today's deep dive gets really interesting. We're looking at a strategy called programmatic SEO, or PSEO for short. The idea is simple. Instead of writing one blog post at a time, you build thousands of landing pages to capture search traffic for every possible variation of a keyword, like best plumber in Austin, best plumber in Dallas. You get the idea.
It's a valid strategy, but before we get too excited, I have to flag that this comes with a massive trap. A trap that has killed a lot of businesses. While building thousands of pages is technically possible, filling them with unique, valuable content usually requires an army of
And
writers.
if you don't have that army,
You end up with thin content.
thin content. That sounds like diet soda for the internet.
It's worse. It's when you have a page that is just a headline and maybe a generic sentence.
Right.
Google absolutely hates this.
I can imagine.
If you launch 5,000 pages that are identical except for the city name, Google will de-index you. They consider it spam. You need substance.
Right. Nobody wants to land on a page that's just a skeleton. So our mission today is to explore a specific growth stack that claims to solve this. We're combining two tools that seem like they were made for each other. First, we have Flezer, which is this no-code builder that turns data like a Google sheet into thousands of website pages.
Think of Flezer as the infrastructure, the skeleton.
And then we're coupling that with tool number two, Auto Content API. This acts as a content transformation engine that generates text, audio, and video programmatically.
And if Flezer's the skeleton, Auto Content API is the muscle and the brain.
So the premise we were exploring today is pretty wild.
Yeah.
By connecting these two, a single person, literally just you and your laptop, could potentially build a media empire that rivals large corporations.
It sounds like hyperbole, but the math is starting to work.
But I want to start with the foundation. I was looking at the show notes you sent over, and this Flezer tool caught my eye. It looks like a website builder, but it doesn't behave like a Squarespace or a Wix. What is actually going on under the hood here?
So Flezer positions itself as a no-code builder, but specifically for businesses and agencies that need scale. Its core functionality is fascinating because it decouples the design from the data.
What does that mean exactly? Decouples the design from the data.
In a normal builder, you drag and drop every single page. You make the about page, then the contact page. In Flezer, you connect a data source, usually a Google Sheet or a Supabase database, and Flezer builds the website from that data.
Okay, hold on. You're making this sound like magic. Just connect a spreadsheet. But I've used website builders before. They break. The formatting looks janky. Does Flezer actually handle responsive design?
That's a fair concern. The way Flezer handles this is through what they call dynamic cards. Imagine a blank canvas. You draw one box.
Okay.
You tell Flezer, this box isn't just a box, it's a dynamic container. Inside the box, you drag a text field. But instead of typing hello world, you link that text field to column A headline in your spreadsheet.
Okay, I'm visualizing it. I'm mapping variables.
Exactly. Then you drag an image block into that card and link it to column B photo URL. You design this master card once, you set the padding, the fonts, the mobile responsiveness, and Flezzers virtually stamps it 5,000 times.
One for every row in your sheet.
That's it. And if you change the font size on the master card, it updates on all 5,000 pages instantly.
So it's not just a boring list, because looking at their documentation, they emphasize granular control.
That's the key differentiator. A lot of these programmatic tools result in ugly cookie-cutter sites. Flezer offers a drag-and-drop editor for these dynamic cards. You can create filters, search bars, really specific UI.
So for things like real estate listings or job boards.
Perfect for that. Real estate listings, job boards, directories for things like co-working spaces. It excels at that.
Okay, so I can build the structure. I can make a site that looks like Zillow or Indeed in an afternoon using just a spreadsheet. That's the aha moment for the infrastructure.
It is.
But here is where we hit the wall we mentioned earlier, the limitation. Let's pause here because this is where most people lose their shirts.
The thin content problem.
Right, Flezer builds the structure perfectly. But if I have 5,000 cities in my spreadsheet, Do I have 5,000 unique descriptions? Or am I just copy-pasting, this is a great city, 5,000 times?
And that is where the project fails. I've seen this happen. Someone spins up 10,000 pages on best toaster in zip code. They pay for the domain, they pay for the hosting.
And then nothing.
And Google de-indexes the entire site in 48 hours. It's called the spam update. You didn't just fail, you got burned.
So you build a ghost town, a really large, well-structured ghost town.
Precisely. You have the container, but it's empty. And that brings us to the fuel for this engine, Auto Content API.
Now, I looked at their site, and the first thing that struck me is they don't call themselves a chatbot. They call it headless content production. What does that mean?
It means they are decoupling ideation from production, similar to how Flezer decouples design from data. It's an industrial engine.
Industrial engine.
It's designed to run in the background, triggered by code or automations. Interestingly, they position themselves as an enterprise-grade alternative to Google's Notebook LM.
I saw that. Notebook LM is that tool where you upload a PDF and it answers questions. Mm-hmm. Why do they need an alternative?
Yeah.
Because Notebook LM doesn't have a public API. It's a consumer tool. You have to manually upload files. Auto Content API is built for automation.
So no human clicking anything.
Exactly. You programmatically send data, like a URL, a PDF, or just a topic, and get back multimedia assets.
And when we say multimedia, we aren't just talking about a text summary.
No. And this is critical for the Flezer integration. Auto Content API outputs three main things. Text, which includes deep research. Audio, which includes full podcasts and summaries. And video, specifically explainer videos and vertical shorts.
I want to circle back to that deep research part, because usually when I ask an AI to write me an article, it just kind of makes stuff up.
It hallucinates, yeah.
If I'm building a site about medical advice or financial regulations,
right.
I can't have an AI guessing.
That's the bane of automated content. But Auto Content API isn't just a text predictor. It uses agents to browse the live web. It's actually performing a multi-step loop. Think of it like a digital journalist.
Walk me through that. What is the agent actually doing?
Okay, so step one. It receives your query. Say, research the hiking trails in Austin.
Right.
Step two, it queries the web. It goes to Google or Bing. Step three, it visits the top results, reputable sources like travel blogs, local government sites, whatever is relevant. It parses the HTML.
So it's reading the live internet.
Yes. Step four, it cross-references facts. If one site says a trail is closed and another says it's open, it looks for the most recent date. Step five, it discards conflicting info.
Okay.
And finally, step six, it writes the content, and this is crucial. It footnotes the sources. It's agentic RG retrieval augmented generation in a box.
That is a massive difference. It's not creative writing, it's reporting.
Yeah.
So let's put these two together. This is the synergy section of our deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
How does Auto Content API solve that thin content problem specifically for a Flezer user?
Let's go back to your best hiking trail example. You have a Flezer site with 5,000 pages waiting to be filled.
Yeah.
You have a Google sheet with just the names of the cities.
Right, it's empty. I have Austin, Dallas, Houston.
So you set up an automation, usually through a tool like Zapier or Make. For every row in that Google sheet, you trigger Auto Content API.
And you start with the text.
You start with the text. You use the deep research endpoint. You tell it, research the top three hiking trails in city name and write a 500-word guide citing local sources.
And it does that for all 5,000 cities.
Yes. And instead of generic fluff, you get a unique guide for Austin, a unique guide for Dallas, each with specific details like the Greenbelt is currently closed for maintenance or make sure to visit Hamilton Pool.
Okay, that text goes back into the Google Sheet. Flezer updates the page. That solves the text part. But text is kind of 2015 when we know people want more.
And this is the multimedia multiplier. This is where you go from spam site to media outlet.
Okay.
Auto Content API can take that same research, the stuff it just found about the hiking trails, and generate a city guide podcast episode. Two AI hosts, sounding natural, discussing the hiking trails in Austin.
Wait, hold on. A podcast for every page. So if I have 5,000 cities, I have 5,000 unique podcast episodes. And it doesn't sound robotic.
The quality has gotten terrifyingly good. It sounds like two people having a conversation, just like we are.
Wow.
And it doesn't stop there. It can also generate a 60-second vertical video, like a TikTok or YouTube short, titled Top 5 Things to Do in Austin, complete with avatars and subtitles.
That is mind-blowing. So I visit this Flezer site, I click on a city, and I'm not just reading text. I can listen to a discussion about the city or watch a video summary.
And here is why that matters for SEO. There is a metric called dwell time. It measures how long a user stays on your page.
Right. If they bounce immediately, Google thinks the page is bad.
Exactly. But if they stay to listen to a 5-minute audio clip or watch a 60-second video, your dwell time skyrockets, which signals to Google, hey, this is high quality.
And a high quality signal means better ranking.
The source material claims that pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one. By embedding these assets, which cost you pennies and seconds to make onto your Flezzer cards, you are essentially hacking that quality signal.
You are terraforming the internet.
You build the land with Flezzer and plant the forests with auto content.
I love that analogy.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get concrete. Terraforming the internet sounds great, but how does a regular person actually do this? Let's walk through a specific scenario. Say I want to build that travel directory we talk about, Hidden Gems of Europe. Walk me through the steps.
Okay, step one. Data collection. You don't need to write anything yet. You just need a list. You get a spreadsheet of 2,000 European towns. That's your Flezzer database.
Step two.
Design the card. In Flezzer, you create the layout. A map at the top, a description box, a listen to podcast button, and a watch video section. You link those to empty columns in your sheet.
Okay, so the site is live, but the columns are empty. It's a skeleton.
Step three, the automation. You go to Zapier. You say, when a new row is added to this sheet, send the city name to Auto Content API.
And then the API does its thing.
It runs the deep research. It generates the text guide. It takes that text guide and turns into a podcast script, then generates the audio. It takes the key points and generates the video.
And then it all flows back.
It sends the links, the text, the MP3 file, and the MP4 file back to your Google Sheet. Flezzer sees the new data and boom. The listen to podcast button on your site now actually plays a specific episode about that town.
That is incredible. You're automating the entire creative supply chain. Let's look at another scenario. This one caught my eye. The faceless news site. This feels different because it's real time.
This uses the social intelligence feature. So Flezzer displays a news feed or a directory of market trends, but you aren't writing the news.
So what's the trigger?
Auto Content uses its real-time social intelligence. It monitors ex-formerly Twitter and Reddit pulses. It's listening to the internet 24/7.
Yep.
When a topic trends, say a sudden drop in crypto or a new tech launch, it triggers a workflow. Auto Content generates an audio summary or a video reaction explaining why it's trending.
Which then populates the Flezzer site?
Instantly. You are breaking news without lifting a finger.
That is newsjacking on autopilot. Wild. But let's try something a little less. Hypebeast.
Yeah.
The notes mentioned an internal knowledge base, but that sounds a bit dry. Can we spice that up? What if I run a community?
Okay, let's pivot that example. Imagine you run a niche community for vintage watch collectors. You have 500 PDFs of old Rolex manuals, service guides, history docs.
Which are incredibly valuable, but nobody wants to read a 50-page PDF on a phone screen.
Exactly. So you use Flezzer to build a knowledge portal, a searchable library of these watches, but then you use Auto Content. You feed it those PDFs. It converts them into engaging two-person podcasts, the Rolex History Podcast.
So I can listen to a deep dive on the 1978 Submariner while I'm driving.
Yes. And because the voices are natural and the format is conversational, it turns documentation into content. You've suddenly created a premium media asset for your community out of dusty old files.
That is a killer use case. But now we have to talk about the elephant in the room, the cost, the economics. Because usually when I hear multimedia empire and 5,000 podcasts, I hear bankruptcy. I hear expensive.
That's the old model. Let's look at the math. In the manual world, producing a single podcast episode costs anywhere from, $150 to $500?
Depending on quality, yeah.
Yeah.
You're paying for talent, editing, equipment. A video costs $50 to $300 easily.
Right. So 5,000 episodes at $150 each. That's $750,000. That's a seed round.
And with this stack?
With Auto Content, a podcast costs between 0 and $2 in credits. A video is roughly $4.
So wait, just let that sink in.
We are talking about a 99% reduction in cost.
Cents versus hundreds of dollars. That breaks the math of the internet.
It completely changes the strategy. It opens up the long tail opportunity.
Break that down for me. What does that mean for the person listening?
Think about it. If a video costs $300 to make, you can only make videos for topics that will get thousands of views to earn that money back.
You stick to the big competitive keywords like best iPhone.
You have to. You ignore the small stuff because the ROI isn't there.
But if a video costs $4 to make,
you can target niche keywords, best dog walker in a tiny suburb, that maybe only get 10 searches a month?
Because I only need one of those 10 people to buy to make my money back.
Precisely. You can profitably serve the long tail of the internet that competitors ignore because it wasn't previously worth the effort. Flezzr lets you build the pages for those niches, and auto content lets you fill them cheaply.
You can dominate the cracks in the pavement.
That's a good way to put it.
So what does this all mean for the future of the web? We're basically seeing a shift in how the web is built. We used to handcraft everything.
We are shifting from creation to assembly. Flezzr provides the scalable container, the website structure. Auto Content API provides the scalable contents, the multimedia research-backed information. But there is a bigger picture here.
What's that?
The agentic web.
We've heard that term thrown around. What does it mean in this context?
As search engines become AI agents, like ChatGPT Search or Google's SGE, they need structured data. They don't just read text like a human. They look for answers in databases.
So if my site is a mess of HTML, the AI can't read it.
It struggles. But having structured data from Flezzr, where every piece of info is in a specific database slot combined with diverse media formats from auto content, ensures your brand is readable by the future internet.
You are essentially formatting your business for AI consumption.
That's it. That is a wild thought. We used to ask, is my site user-friendly? The new question is my site agent-friendly?
Correct. If ChatGPT tries to read your business, does it find a structured database it can parse or a messy brochure it can't understand? That distinction might determine who wins the next decade.
And the barrier to entry has effectively collapsed.
Which leaves us with a pretty provocative question for you listening right now. If the barrier to creating a 10,000-page multimedia encyclopedia is now just a subscription and a spreadsheet, what niche topic is currently sitting empty, waiting for someone to claim it?
That's the question. The tools are there. The territory is open.
Thanks for diving in with us today. This has been a fascinating look at the ultimate growth stack. Go build something cool.
See you on the next deep dive.